The Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher. Someone is murdering Victorian gentlemen by tearing off their trousers in public places. Can the police catch this villain before he strikes next? And who will the next victim be? Scene 3. Chief Superintendent William's office in Scotland Yard.
Come in. Ah, Forrest.
You wanted to see me, Chief?
That case you are working on, the one with the gentleman who's had his breeches torn off in public, solved it now, have we?
My inquiries are progressing satisfactorily, thank you for asking.
I'm interested in your use of the word satisfactorily. In fact, I'm fascinated by your use of the word satisfactorily. Do you not think that that is a fascinating word?
In English or in Welsh, sir?
Seeing as you want to be a comedian, I'll look it up in my fascinating Welsh-English dictionary, shall I? Here we are now. Satisfactorily. Meet expectations. Be accepted by as adequate. To fulfil or to comply with. To convince or put an end to. I do not see any of these as having relevance to any description whatsoever to your investigations.
I am pleased to say that the team of Nottingham Forest, which have been making some fascinating inquiries, and we expect shortly to have a satisfactory conclusion to this most fascinating of cases.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it, because a less astute man than myself could easily be led to believe that this villain was going to get off scot-free whilst the war hero inspector has got nowhere. What have you come up with, Boyle?
Well, we've got a witness to...
No, not a witness.
Well, we've got a suspect that we're
not that useless pack of liars. I mean the name man, you know, for the villain. What have you come up with?
The name. We thought perhaps, how about Jack the Rip Your Breeches Off?
Poppycock! Call that a name!
Well, my mother came up with it.
Well, it's not good enough. I've had the press on my back and they want to reassure the God-fearing public with something to scare the wind out of them.
It would have to be pretty scary to get the wind out of you.
This Jack the Rip Your Breeches Off bloke wouldn't scare my mother. She has a beard.
We based it on your grandmother.
I got a name.
Windbag.
You get a good name, you get a convection. That's my motto. What do you think of the Whitechapel Trouser Snatcher? The victim was found in Whitechapel, you see.
But this villain has only committed one crime. He may never strike again. In any case, the book says under paragraph 2, subsection A, that no name to scare the living daylights out of the God-fearing public is to be allocated until the said perpetrator has committed 2 proven linked misdemeanours against the Crown.
I don't care what that useless piece of toilet paper out of a book has to say. This has come down from on top. It's official.
From the top? By whom?
Never you mind about that. Just find a name before the culprit strikes again. We'd look foolish if we had dozens of dead bodies on the streets without a name for the culprit. Now get on with it before he does it again, and next time I see you, you'd better have a name.
Who is the Trouser Snatcher? Can Inspector Forrest catch this villain? Can Hamilton the Academical beat a false confession out of an innocent poor person to a professional standard? Tune in to next month's edition of Hot English Magazine for the answer to these questions and much more.